In this bulletin, pressure on the Victorian government to ease restrictions as more than 1,000 COVID-19 tests come back negative. Reports of Australian women being invasively searched in Qatar. And in sport, a grand final win for Melbourne in the NRL grand final over Penrith. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government says it's disappointed Victoria is delaying an announcement about more coronavirus restrictions as it manages a new cluster. Health officials are analysing the latest test results from a COVID-19 outbreak in Melbourne's north, and so far 1,135 results are negative. The government is waiting on the processing of another 1,400 swabs before it decides on dates to reopen more Victorian businesses this week. In a joint statement, the Prime Minister, Treasurer and Health Ministers say Victoria has improved contact tracing and it strongly encourages the state government to take the next steps. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is expected to announce some rule changes early this week. And Tasmanian businesses are preparing for a surge of incoming travellers today as the state reopens borders to the mainland for the first time in months. Visitors from New Zealand and all Australian jurisdictions except New South Wales and Victoria will be allowed into Tasmania without being quarantined. There are reports the Australian government has formally complained to Qatar after 13 Australian women allegedly had their genitals invasively examined at an airport. The Seven Network reports staff at the Hamad International Airport in Doha discovered an abandoned fetus in the terminal bathroom. Workers have been accused of detaining the Australians and other women from flights and ordering them to remove their underwear before inspecting their bodies without consent. Millions of people in Chile have turned out to vote on a new constitution in an historic referendum. A new constitution was a key demand of anti-government protests, which erupted late last year over inequality in one of Latin America's most advanced economies. The current constitution was drafted by a close advisor of dictator Augusto Pinochet in 1980 and has only been tweaked by successive governments to reduce military and executive power. Australians could be forced to wait an extra year for a COVID-19 vaccine if the two leading candidates are unsuccessful. Trials for the AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine candidates have resumed with 3.8 million doses to be ready as early as next year if all goes well. Australia's federal budget forecasts assume there will be a widespread vaccination program by the end of 2021, but there is no guarantee as to when this will happen. Sanjaya Senanayake is an infectious disease expert at the Australian National University. He says there's a lot of uncertainty.
We don't know which vaccines are going to work. That even the AstraZeneca one, it's in its phase 3 trials, but we don't know if the phase 3 trials will show that it is effective in the end.
And the Spanish government has declared a second national state of emergency as a result of surging coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the measure took effect on Sunday and includes a curfew between 11 at night and 6 in the morning. Meanwhile, Italy has announced a new round of restrictions forcing bars, restaurants to close by 6 o'clock at night, also shutting down gyms, cinemas and swimming pools. Authorities are attempting to curb a resurgence of COVID-19 in the country, which has reached a new daily record of more than 19,000 infections. The rules will come into effect today and follow two nights of protests in Naples and Rome over the introduction of a nightly curfew. Restaurant owners Iranda Feca says she wants honesty from the government because businesses are finding it difficult to survive.
We had to stand still for 3 months. We began to work again during the summer months and now we are back to square one. We can endure more sacrifices. The health emergency is something that affects us all, but measures must be fair, clear and precise.
In the NRL, Melbourne Storm have emerged victorious from their grand final clash with the Penrith Panthers to claim their fourth NRL premiership. Melbourne led the first half with an easy 22-0, but were forced to fend off a spirited comeback from Penrith in the second half. The win tops off a difficult season for the Storm, who have been confined to their Queensland quarantine hub for months. As the triumphant team took to the stage, skipper Cameron Smith paid tribute to fellow Victorians in lockdown.
this big V on my jersey, on our jersey. This is who we're playing for. Everyone back home in Victoria. This one's for you, you beauty!
Let's see what the weather's doing across the country today. 27 degrees in Perth, where it'll be sunny. A cloudy day for Adelaide and 18. Partly cloudy and windy in Melbourne, 17. Cloudy as well in Hobart, 15 degrees. Showers in Canberra, a chilly 12 degrees. 15 in Wollongong with showers and a windy day as well. Much the same for Sydney, where it'll be 17. In Newcastle, showers with possible heavy falls and 17 degrees. In Brisbane, showers easing, 29. Fine weather for Cairns, 32. And showers with a possible storm in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with latest from the SBS newsroom.